Kathy's Wealth of Health, Allergies, by Kathy McNeese. Narration provided by Wondervox. Here in Southern California, many are plagued by allergies to pollens in the air. Extensive landscaping has turned a natural desert terrain into a lush, verdant landscape. As a result, we have an enormous variety of plant pollens to contend with. Typically, tree pollens cause springtime allergies, while herbs, grasses, and flowers cause summer and fall allergies. Mold, mildew, dust, pet dander, feathers, cigarette smoke, and chemical pollutants may all cause allergy symptoms year-round and can be difficult to diagnose. An allergic reaction is a disorder of the immune system that causes an overreaction to something in the environment. Antihistamine drugs, like Benadryl or Claritin, are used to reduce allergy symptoms. Seasonal allergies to pollens can cause sneezing, runny nose, cough, asthma, itchy eyes, nose or ears, sore throat, hives, rashes, and fatigue. Minimizing exposure to the offending pollens is advised, but that may be impossible to achieve. Allergic reactions can be mild or severe. If your parents suffered with hay fever, allergic rhinitis, eczema, or allergic asthma, there is a good chance that you have inherited the allergy-prone gene. From the point of view of Chinese medicine, this shows an inherited weakness in the immune functions of both the lungs and the kidneys. Stress may be a trigger due to the strong connection between the emotions and the immune system. Often, the allergy-prone adult suffered allergies or eczema as a kid. Others may develop allergies later in life, even with no family history. Repeated exposure can be a trigger. Colds and allergies may have similar symptoms, but if those cold symptoms last more than a week, it may be due to allergies. Several of my Santa Barbara patients have had to rebuild portions of their homes after discovering extensive mold conditions. One of my patients reacted so strongly to the mold that it injured her intestines, and she had to have a portion of her bowel removed. Another, after living next to the strawberry fields in Ventura for a couple of decades, developed a whole host of compromised immunity symptoms and neurological problems, as did both of her cats. The strawberry field workers wear hazmat suits when spreading fungicides and pesticides on the crops. I learned recently that part of the bee colony collapse is due to exposure to pesticides that have created a sort of zombie bees, whose nervous systems have been so disrupted that they cannot fly home. All of us are exposed to chemical pollutants on a daily basis. For sensitive people, this may challenge the immune system to respond with a wide variety of symptoms. Respiratory and digestive complaints are common, as well as skin rashes. Sensitive patients may also be hypersensitive to electromagnetic energies, cell phone towers, or chemical trails left by planes. Most of us are oblivious to these, but the sensitive person may suffer greatly. For allergic children who have inherited this vulnerability in their immune systems, the following strategies may be of help to lessen their symptoms. Identify allergens or triggers and keep them away from child, foods, chemicals, pets, pollens. Hypoallergenic lotions only. Avoid lanolin and petroleum products. Stick with cotton clothing. Breastfeed babies. If a breastfed baby develops eczema, look at mom's diet for allergens. Switch from cow's milk to goat's milk, or rice or almond milk for an older child. Omega-3 oils from fish or flax may help the skin and the immune system. Include beta-carotene-rich foods, such as carrots, squash, pumpkin, greens, and seaweeds. Mung bean and adduki bean soup may be helpful to clear dampness and heat, hot, moist rashes. Watch for reactions to foods, especially wheat, corn, eggs, shellfish, orange juice, bananas, peanuts, spicy foods, fermented foods, and pickled foods. Avoid fried foods, sweets, fruit juices, and chocolate. This includes mom's diet if she is breastfeeding. Limit artificial flavors, colors, preservatives, and GMO, genetically modified foods, as much as possible. Food is another common cause of allergies, and these can be life-threatening. I have a patient whose son was so severely allergic to peanuts that the smell of peanut butter from a classmate's sandwich was enough to send him into anaphylactic shock on two occasions. Allergy to gluten, the protein component in wheat, rye, barley, and their ancient cousins, spelt and kamut, causes a host of severe digestive complaints and can eventually injure the small intestines, leading to malnutrition. This allergy to gluten is called celiac disease. There is no cure but to avoid gluten-containing foods. Nettle leaf tea and flaxseed tea are suggested to restore the health of the small intestines in the celiac patient. A food allergy produces a whole body immune response, visible in a blood panel. A food sensitivity causes a milder reaction to foods without an immune response. Sensitivities can cause digestive complaints, bloating, joint pain, and swelling. For example, someone who is allergic to milk gets cramps, pain, and diarrhea when they consume it. Those who are just sensitive to dairy products may get mucus from them, but not severe symptoms. Some sensitivities may be due to the fact that the food is not appropriate for the body type. Milk is used to strengthen and moisten the body, but if you already tend to be strong and phlegmy, it is a poor choice. An experiment is easy to do, strictly avoiding the suspected food for 3 or 4 weeks, and observe how you feel. If the symptoms are mild, the problem food may be consumed occasionally. If severe, it is best to avoid it altogether. When attempting to minimize allergic or sensitivity reactions to foods, it is suggested to rotate the offending food no more frequently than every 5 days. Proteins are often the culprit in allergic reactions. Common ones are peanuts, tree nuts, shellfish, scalefish, dairy products, eggs, soybeans, and gluten, wheat protein. In the plant world, strawberries, tomatoes, mangoes, citrus, corn, and mushrooms are potential allergy triggers. With plant foods, it may be valuable to be aware of other foods in the same plant family. Sometimes the cousins can have similar chemistry and provoke reactions as well. Limiting the other members of the family may be suggested for those with severe food allergies. For more information, refer to Appendix 2, Common Food Plant Families. For dealing with the symptoms caused by airborne allergens, there are a number of helpful remedies. For both eye and nasal symptoms, I like to use Pimin Gan Wan. It addresses the itchy, burning, watery eyes, as well as the runny nose and sinus pressure. If it becomes a sinus infection with more pain and colored mucus, use Biyan Pian. If the allergies are either airborne or to foods, curing pills is a good remedy for acute digestive upset with nausea, vomiting, or diarrhea. I also suggest curing pills for those who have sensitive digestion, easily upset by eating new foods, or stress. Another valuable Chinese remedy is Yuping Feng San, jade windscreen powder. The primary herb, astragalus, huangqi, strengthens the immunity of the respiratory system, building a jade screen to protect you from pathogens in the air. All of these are widely available in stores and online. Quercetin, bioflavonoids, pantothenic acid, a B vitamin, and vitamin C are some of the supplements used to reduce allergic reactions and control the histamine response. Another is nettle leaf, which is made into tea or taken in capsules to reduce allergy symptoms. Lingji, Ganoderma, Reishi mushroom, is one of my favorite remedies to regulate the immune system. It can be used both for a hyperstimulated immune response as well as for a weakened immune system, and it is widely available in tinctures and tablets. There is a triplet of herbs, Lingji, Ganoderma, Ku Shen, Sephora, and Gansao, Licorice, that has been extensively researched in China for the treatment of allergic asthma. They found that after 3 or 4 weeks of use, it reduced allergic asthma as well as the steroid treatments, but without the side effects. I use this formula for other immunity disorders as well. If you are suffering with allergies, find an herbalist to guide you. There is help.